Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by my good friend, Mr. Tarek Lewis. How are you doing, sir?
I saw Fantastic Beast.
Yeah?
That's all I want to say.
Fantastically great? We can't talk about it, right? Yeah, we still got a review embargo.
We got an embargo still. I'm going to say that.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, yeah. We'll get that from you from tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
So, I watched Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
You did see Sonic the Hedgehog 2?
I did see Sonic the Hedgehog 2, and I was definitely, it was not for my demographic. It was,
what demographic is that? People with posters on their walls?
Yeah,
what are we talking about?
It was, it's for kids, man. It's definitely for kids, this one. I went to a review that had a whole bunch of kids in the theater, so it was kind of cool hearing the actual reaction of fans of Sonic, you know?
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are you not a fan of Sonic? You got a Street Fighter 2 shirt on, so I know you're old.
I am okay. I'm all right. Sonic, me are all right. There you go.
Did you like the first one?
You saw Sonic already?
I did.
You did? And you say it's for children?
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely a little bit more ramped up for the kids, this version.
Really? I mean, obviously, I haven't seen it, but I felt like the first one was for kids. So if this one's more for kids, then I don't know what more kid can you get.
Oh, yeah. It's good. It's fun. You know what I mean? It's I can't put my real finger on it. I mean, I enjoyed it. I gave it a 3.5 out of 5 in the review. So, you know, I mean,
there's some logic.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Jim Carrey's like, I think they just hit record and they just tell Jim Carrey go, you know?
You both watched it?
No,
I have not seen it.
No, I just went to the they had a preview. They had a preview with a regular audience that I went to that preview.
So okay. How did you like Tails and Knuckles getting introduced?
Oh, I liked that. That was pretty cool. The audience really liked that as well. Like they were really excited about Knuckles and everything, and to not ruin the cutscene. There is one cutscene at the end, mid-credit scene. So at the end of that mid-credit scene, it was a real big reveal that I guess all the Sonic people have been waiting for, and the whole audience went crazy for it.
It's Mario.
No, it's not Mario.
Okay. I could probably guess.
You can guess?
I'm not going to say it because...
No, let's not ruin it for anybody.
Spoil it.
In case.
Yeah. But, I mean, I haven't seen it, so I wouldn't be spoiling anything. It would just be a prediction. But I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, but
I have an idea.
The whole movie theater went absolutely bonkers for it. And I was just like, okay, cool. I didn't get a reference on that. Like I said, it's just out of my demographic, I guess. I don't know. Or maybe I'm just not a good Sonic fan, good enough Sonic fan, you know? But it was definitely, like, all the lore, the video game lore, all that was there for a lot of people. So if you really, really dig the Sonic video game character, I think the second one is just even more of that. There's some, like, logic things. Like he kind of does something. I'm like, dude, you're super fast. Just go away.
Yeah, well, he's also a talking hedgehog.
I know.
If he's
going against Knuckles, I mean, there's not much you could do about that as Sonic, as in like running away.
It was interesting how they presented it. It was interesting how they presented it. But that
Jim
Carrey's great.
I had a Sega. I played it to many times I had to yank it out and blow on it to put it back in. Like I would play when I was young.
Yeah.
But I played a lot.
Do you still have one?
I do not. My dad probably has it.
Oh man, you don't have a Genesis Mini?
No, I don't. But I do have a hard drive that my dad made for me that I could plug it into the computer and play a lot of the games and in Nintendo 64 and Sega Genesis. A lot of those games are on that little hard drive thing that my dad made me.
Oh, that's dope. That's pretty dope. Shout out to Joy Franchise joining us live. How you doing, sir?
What's up, sir?
All right, doing good, man. Doing good.
What's up, guys?
Tarek saw Fantastic Beasts, and he can't tell us anything about it because he's still under review embargo.
Damn.
Till tomorrow. What time was it, the review? Noon?
Noon tomorrow, I believe it is.
Noon tomorrow, yeah.
You can't say anything, like, at all?
Like, no, if you we'll get in trouble, Michaela. We'll get in trouble by the Warner Brothers guys. We're going to get in trouble.
I saw it.
That's all you can say.
I was telling the guys that I saw Sonic 2.
How'd you like it?
It was okay. Like, I was telling them, I felt like I was, too old. You know? I guess I get, a lot of the lore and stuff like that. I remember some of it, but they doubled down on that. There's a bunch of little things. They had the Knuckles and Tails. They had, and at the end of the mid-credit scene, the whole movie theater erupted, went crazy for the mid-credit scene.
Oh, it was a mid-credit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do have a question, actually. I don't know. I mean, obviously not spoilers, but with Jim Carrey announcing that, you know, he might be retiring from movies, unless, a really, script comes out and he thinks that it's, worth his time type of thing.
Yeah.
Do you think that this could affect the next Sonic movie?
I don't know. I don't think so. He probably is under contract for 3 movies. You know what I mean? He's probably going to finish out his contracts and stuff like that. And then retire. You know? Because the way they ended it, they definitely left it open. You know what I mean? For his character. I'll say that.
Well, that's kind of a little bit of a spoiler. We know Robotnik's not dead.
Well, yeah. Does anybody really die in a children's movie?
Optimus Prime, thank you very much.
They brought him back. Doesn't count. Doesn't count.
So, should we go see it? If we like the first one, should we go see Sonic? Without spoiling anything?
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. If you got kids that love Sonic, definitely bring them to go see it. It's going to be a great time. Yeah.
Speedy, fuck them kids, man. I'm a grown man. I need to know if I need to take my time out to go see.
I don't know. You might. Now, that's the situation. I don't know. You might want to wait. I don't know. That depends on your temperature for Sonic. You know what I mean? If you really like Jim Carrey's over the top with the Dr. Robotnik stuff, you'll like it.
Okay.
I say that. Let's talk about something else that was really exciting, ladies and gentlemen. We finally got our first episode of Moon Knight.
Did we talk about Morbius already?
No, well,
we have not.
We talked about Morbius. I was leaving the worst for last. I mean, the best. Who saw Morbius? There you go. How about that?
I did, but let's talk Moon Knight.
All right. Right. Okay. All right.
Let's go Moon Knight, yeah.
Moon Knight, episode 1, ladies and gentlemen. Is the hype real or not? Tarek, you saw it? Do you feel it?
I saw it. I enjoyed the episode. I don't know about hype. It was an introductory episode.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke in the hallway. You're like, yo, it's so good. I'm like,
yeah,
okay, it was an introductory episode. I'm curious. I'm not hype. I'm not more hype now than before. I'm just curious. I think that people are out of their minds trying to find clues to other Marvel stuff in every episode. Somebody tell me,
the castle in the background is supposed
to be. Oh my God, people are out of their minds with that. And I'm like, okay. I'm curious to see what happens, but I'm not like, yo, what a great episode. It won't be a great episode until the third or fourth episode. Then the first, it'll make the first one either bad or good. This is just introductory, and as an introductory episode, I thought it was good.
How about you, Joy? What do you feel? How you feel about Moon Knight? Is the hype real, or are you okay? You like Tarek? You here for?
I mean,
or not?
I mean, I don't think there was Doctor Strange No Way Home level hype for it, but I think there was an interest for it, and I think this first episode was dope. Nice. Introductory episode for the character, guy that I never really read the comics about. Only that there's a lot of these Batman, Bruce Wayne kind of references, and I get it with all the split personalities. Mm-hmm. I thought Oscar Isaac was phenomenal, man. I thought he was great, like with the accent and everything, and just portraying that Stephen Grant character in that first episode. And I think just by the way everything kind of moved, and it had this kind of that movie like Memento kind of vibe to it. And I think in the next episode we're actually going to get the exact same thing, only from Mark Spector's point of view. So, I mean, I'm really excited for it. I like where they went with it. Ethan Hawke's character is really eerie. And it's just interesting because it's a lot of, like, God and Egyptian mythology and things right. like that, which is actually very interesting, and it's a different world that Marvel's really tapping in with, especially after Eternals. And then you gotta figure out where the tier level, like the tier levels are for all these gods. You got like gods like Thor, and you got, you know, guys like Khonshu, who's aka Moon Knight. You got the Celestials. So we're now heading into like some interesting territory in the MCU. But I like Moon Knight. I gave the episode probably like an 8 out of 10. Very solid. Wow. It was fast paced. It moved pretty fast. I was hoping that they didn't out the gate kind of let it drag. I thought the Stephen Grant character was interesting, and I think it kept you on like the edge of your seat because he doesn't even know what's happening. So you don't know what's happening, and he don't even know what's happening, and you're like figuring it out as it goes on.
Michaela, did you check out Moon Knight? Michaela. I'll give my take on Moon Knight. So I honestly really, really, really enjoyed this episode. I don't know why. Maybe it's just the presentation, or maybe just because I'm just like, oh, Marvel? Oh, I Marvel something Marvel again? You know? This is great.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is for you. Let me interrupt your little review. That is exactly what it is for you. You can't. You're fiend. Probably.
I'm biased. It's okay. Yeah. I give it a 9.5 out of 10. I think that's almost a perfect TV episode, that episode.
You are a starving person who just got given a slice of American cheese. And you're like, this is the best cheese?
This is great. The great American cheese.
This is crap.
The best cheese I've ever had.
Best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah, this is come on.
I stand firm on my 9.5.
9.5, that's heavy.
I think it's great. And I'm okay for it to slow down, like if it to come back and be like, you know, okay, let's slow it down.
That was a very sweaty review.
Yeah. You're sweaty, dude. I
admit it. I'm sweating right now. You can see it.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, so sorry. Anyway, I watched the show the morning of.
Yeah.
And I was obsessed with it. I thought it was a very well-done episode.
You see, guys? You guys were making fun of me. I told him it was a 9.5 out of 10, Michaela.
I did hear you say that part, and I think it's a 9 out of 10. And if I'm comparing it to the other Disney Plus MCU shows that we have seen already, obviously, I think it's the best first episode.
Oh, strong statement.
Personally, I think it's the best first episode.
I kind of like Loki a little better.
You like Loki a little better, but with this one, I think they do a really good job with. For the first episode, at least. And I do agree with Tarek in a sense that it is a good point to wait till the second, third episode to see if how the first episode holds up with how the show is going. But I do like storytelling where you see it rather than being told it. And with similar to WandaVision, you're seeing it happen rather than people just them telling you out of storytelling, similar to with Falcon and Winter Soldier, I feel like they did a lot of talking and telling rather than just showing us how things are going with their lives after, you know, the endgame.
Right.
With this show, with me not knowing much about the character and wanting to see something new out of the MCU, I think this is kind of what I've wanted from them now that they've put those parental guidance on Disney Plus and with the Netflix Marvel shows dropping on Disney Plus. This is what I want to see. Something that's more dark, something that's pushing the limits to MCU, not just fun and, you know, a bunch of joke dropping characters. I want to see the darkness in
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Marvel, and I think that this is a really good start to what the MCU is going to look like in the next phase.
I think that there was a scene where he zones out, and then he comes back and he's got the gun in his hand. There's the dead soldier in the back of the truck. That thing. That was a little dark. I was like, oh, this is a little pushing
with,
the boundary.
When he had
of,
he blacked out with the Beetle. And then all of a sudden his hand is all bloody with the Beetle in it. I thought that was... They did pretty well with this first episode. And I'm intrigued
I think they left the rated TV-14 still, you know?
I think that whole Beetle thing is really pissing off DC right now.
Oh, wow.
They used the word scarab.
I think all the DC references that they've been doing now...
Blue Beetle anymore. I hate them.
I think why we're all pretty intrigued is because this is the first Disney Plus series starring a brand new character. We pretty much every Disney Plus series has been about people we already knew.
Yeah. There's something fresh.
Right. Good point.
Fresh out the gate.
Very good point. Yeah, there's no ties.
Yeah,
which I like.
I really like how they made us feel a little something for that one side of the Steven character. You know, like
you feel bad for him. Like,
yeah, you feel bad for him. Like, yo, like he's like yo. Spoiler alert, ladies and gentlemen. But you know, you feel bad. But you know what? He woke up for the date and it's like, oh, I missed it.
He's sweaty. Steven would be a sweaty. He would be. He would be watching and worried about the wings on the X-Wing and you know, whether the Batman had the right symbol for that universe.
He's sweaty about the Egyptian lore, definitely. He was having that argument with his boss about the ad for the that was in the that they were about to put out, remember?
Yeah, well, no, he's right about that. She should not be working in a museum. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But, yeah.
I'm curious about is what was the deal with the goldfish? Like, he got him a goldfish. Yeah. Did the original one die?
Yeah, the original one died, and obviously one of the
how did it die though?
Either the Mark Spector.
No, he didn't say that died. He said something about the fin.
Yeah, it's the fin. Obviously, he died because he was gone for 2 days. The other personality replaced the goldfish.
Okay,
so he hopefully wouldn't notice, but he noticed.
Oh,
that
I see what you're saying.
Now. Yeah, that was the whole thing.
I totally didn't factor in that he was gone for 2 days.
Yeah.
That is so true. Yeah, I didn't even think about that as well.
Yeah. He didn't know the Steven character didn't know he was gone for 2 days. But now he started putting
and that's why the people at the pet store were like, wait, you were here yesterday.
Yes.
Do you think that girl should have given him another chance, though? Come on. For the date?
It is London. London they do different things out there.
Was it a week or was it 2 weeks?
I think Tarek is the only single man in here, so it's like
you don't have no chance. Not.
The single life out here ain't what it used to be back years ago, man. It's fast paced now. Everything's quick, direct. If you ain't answering the dinner, there's somebody else in that DM that's ready to go.
Yeah, I'm surprised she didn't block him. I'm surprised he could even get through to her. Most women, you're blocked and you can't text or nothing.
They work together, Tarek, so I don't think they could block each other.
It's a good point.
It's like the New England Patriots roster, man. Somebody goes down, next man up.
What else I want to talk about the show? Do you agree with Moon Knight's power level?
Doesn't it come from the moon?
That, yeah, he took out that that dog really fast.
The werewolf? Yo, that werewolf, yeah, the werewolf was thing. More scared than Steven was.
Yeah. We're okay with Moon Knight's power level. Do he get down like that, Tarek?
I'm not familiar enough with the character to say.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know if that was a deviant. You know, I don't know how strong that thing was.
Yeah.
Or if it was just a regular. Yeah. You know. I stand that. I live in the hood now, so I see pit bulls that look like they want to be people out here breeding pit bulls with German shepherds. So it wasn't like that scary. I wasn't like that worried. You know. You know, I would have thrown him some beef jerky and gone on about my day. But
it looked like an ancient Egyptian, like, drawing of a dog or something.
Yeah.
It was a jackal. Maybe it was a jackal.
A little jackal, like them dogs from that Hulk fought. I don't know. I still don't think. This is why I'm not, like, hype about the episode, because I still don't know who Moon Knight is, what he does, what the abilities are.
Right.
So that was, like, the first little peek into it. It was cool to see, but like Joey said, I think the dog was more like, oh God, it's Moon Knight or whoever the character is going to be called. And, you know, I don't have any gauge for what his power level should be.
I know, I think there's a a Spider-Man comic book where he talks about power levels of different characters. Of his friends or his comrades, whatever, and he has Hulk and Thing, and he has them all really high. Then he has on the bottom of the list, he has these guys are just regular people. You know what I mean? With regular power levels, and Moon Knight is in that picture.
Yeah, that's what I, he's often described as the Batman of the MCU. So,
yeah.
I mean they're. They have creative freedom to go a different direction, of course,
Yeah, absolutely. I'm interested. I think it's interesting. I think they got to make them a little bit more exciting. So I think that's cool, Especially if it's going to
be. I was not happy that they didn't drop two episodes. I thought they were.
Yeah, why are people saying that they were going to drop two episodes and only give
us one?
I
kept hearing that.
Yeah.
I kept hearing that on the blog.
Yeah, that was a bad.
But we do know Obi-Wan is going to have two episodes.
Yes.
That's for a fact. That. We know.
I got pushed back 2 days for the 27th. And they dropped a little video apologizing and saying that they're going to drop two episodes on the 27th instead of just one on the 25th. So
that Will Smith slap just set everything back, man. It slapped back Disney.
Everything.
You heard that Netflix and Sony are pumping the brakes on a lot of projects they're on now?
Wow, like that?
They're pausing. I forgot the name of the Netflix project, but Sony is doing Bad Boys 2.
I thought it was the Apple TV. I thought it was Apple TV.
That one fell back too. Yeah.
But that might be because they want that to be an Oscar contending movie.
Oh, well.
He's playing. Anyway. He's playing it's a slave role he's really good in the movie, and he'll definitely be up for another Oscar.
Oh, did they pause that one?
I thought he resigned from the Academy. What does that even mean?
I don't think that matters. I think you could still win an Oscar even though you resigned from Academy, right?
I think that means that you can't even be considered.
Really? No, that's not the way I read something.
You can't vote.
What happens is you cannot vote.
Yes.
That's it? Well, because he resigned. If they were to kick him out of or suspend him, then he would not be eligible for anything.
Oh, so they haven't done that yet.
They haven't done that yet, and I think the anticipation is that they're going to do that. So that's why all the projects are moving back, because are they going to do that or are they not? Because if he's not eligible, then it might be the whole film not eligible. Therefore, you can't get best editing, you can't get best sound design, you can't get best.
So it's the whole movie's not eligible.
They can do that. They can say any project he's on won't be eligible. They can suspend him, so any project he's on is not eligible for an Academy Award for the next 2 or 3 years. That's something they could possibly do. I don't think not for life.
No? I don't think they'll do that though. I don't think they'll go that extreme.
Life ban?
No.
That why video.
You, I just said for like a few years, and you immediately went to like band. Just like, fuck what I said. you're sweating for
that,
the
that video's going to live on. That video is going to live on forever, man.
Yeah, like, that's going to live on forever.
That's
those memes are going to live on forever.
Yo, yeah, I'm sure
Go ahead, Terry.
I thought it was, I don't know. It's still so kind of surreal to me, like that he would even do that on live television.
Yeah, well, we don't really know what people are going through.
I don't think they'll do that. It definitely won't be for life. It probably won't even be for years. I think his resignation, they'll take that and just go and leave it alone. Because I don't think Chris Rock is like campaigning to get him. I don't think people are campaigning for Will Smith to be suspended.
Right.
But I also, like, Nas and Jay-Z had beef. Like, it wasn't even that on site, but like Megatron and Optimus. Like, even Professor X and Magneto would have discussions. yeah. So I think his reputation is taking whatever blow it's going to take, and that'll be it. But yeah, that's what happened with those projects. They're pushed back. I don't see them canceling them, and I don't see the Academy suspending him for an extended period of time. I think everybody's just waiting. I mean, movie business is a business, so they're just waiting for, you know, at least they have a reason to push it back. You know, they push back New Mutants for no good reason.
Because of the pandemic.
But
right?
Do you think that's it sets a precedent of if he's not suspended? I just think that, I don't know.
Yeah, it could. I think that the resignation, he jumped ahead of it. So now it puts them in a weird position where they still feel like they have to do something. And I would probably say for the next year, they will say you can't, any of your projects won't be eligible. So therefore, they'll just push back movie projects for a year.
Hmm.
And that'll be it.
Hmm. That's interesting. So, thanks, Shane. Moment of a lapse in judgment. You know?
Yeah.
Let's talk about, have you guys been checking out this Halo TV show on Paramount Plus?
I watched episode one.
Yeah, I watched episode one as well. I still have episode two there I need to catch up on.
I've watched both episodes.
You watched both episodes? So give us the whole take, Tarek. What you think? Without spoiling the second one for me. How about that?
I think it's going good. It's going good. Yeah. I've only ever played, because there's three Halos now? Three Halo video games? There's four. It's four.
Five.
I think.
A lot more. Than five. That. I think there. Well, because there's a collection.
If you include the other one, there's like a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't gotten past Halo 3 as a video game. I'm a story mode person, so I like to play the story mode on any game when I get it. I like to play story mode. And I think if you ever play the story mode, it's very on par with the story mode, and it's very interesting. And I so far it's pretty good. If you like shows like The Expanse, for instance, is a show that I enjoy. I haven't finished, but I like The Expanse. You know, it's on par with that. It's pretty solid. Battlestar Galactica. Yeah. It's a solid show. I see some people complaining that like he takes the helmet off too much, but
yeah.
I mean, who's walking around with that all the time?
Some emotion. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always said whenever I played the Halo,
right.
whenever I played the Halo games, I always said, "Man, I'm really interested in the story." Let me shoot some more people.
Right.
And you never really get a chance to really enjoy the lore too much when you play the video game. You do, I guess. Sometimes you skip a scene. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And this first episode felt like oh man, like you know what? The Halo story is a really dope science fiction story. You know. You know, it would be like, you know, a show that would be on Sci-Fi Channel, you know, back in the day or something like that, you know? You know?
Yeah.
But I really like the way the presentation of everything, that they spent some good coin in it. Like, the aliens look believable. You know, the political intrigue, the sci-fi political intrigue, you know? I'm really enjoying everything about it right now. Joey, what do you think about it so far?
I've yet to check it out, but it's definitely on the list. But yeah, I like what I've heard so far. Like a few people told me, like you get this first person
you got a little scene. You got a little first person
in the helmet.
Yeah.
So, but I heard the story's pretty solid. So I'm definitely gotta check it out.
Mikayla, did you check it out yet?
Yeah, I watched episode one.
So what do you think?
I mean, I think that it does stay true to, you know, its video game roots.
Yeah.
And I think you hit the nail.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The coffin or the nose or whatever, that it is definitely very sci-fi-y. We're not talking like the type of show, but the channel, the network, sci-fi.
Yeah.
Like, and the thing is, like, if it was on that network, I probably would never have watched it.
Really?
But since it's on Apple TV, I never liked those shows. I thought they were very too descriptive, very...
Talky-talky? A lot of talky-talky?
Like you're reading a book, but it's on television. What?
Too much talky-talky?
Too much talky-talky. Like as if you're reading a book, but you're watching it.
There you go.
And it kind of does feel like that, but it's very, like I said, very to its roots of video gamey story mode, very descriptive. I think it was great off the bat. Very, you know, action-packed. You're not waiting for the action to come into play and seeing things that you knew and loved in the video game.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to say if I like the show or not, because I haven't seen the second episode yet, and the first episode wasn't like intriguing enough for me to continue. So it's going to be hard for me to watch the next episode, but it's just not my style.
Mm. Huh. Okay. So you're backing off.
Yeah, but I think it's a good first episode for people who like Halo and who like.
Okay, but it wasn't sci-fi. Enough. It's not your kind of sci-fi thing to make you continue.
But I think I will
continue.
Watch the next one.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I will say that. I would say the first episode, I will agree, wasn't like so good that like, yo, I got to see the next one. If I wasn't just curious about it, what else they're going to show from the Halo universe. I would say second episode has me a little more curious. Just, it's not a spoiler. It's just an actor in it. Bakeem Woodbine shows up, you know, who's been in Fargo and, you know, a bunch of movies throughout the years. And it's like, oh, they got some, I don't know. It was like the first person I saw where I was like, oh, they got some known faces here. They're really, okay, they invested in this. It makes me more curious.
Yeah. Do you remember?
Who was it?
There was like
African-American actor named Bakeem Woodbine.
Oh, he's in the second
episode? He's in the second episode, yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. I'm excited. I'm excited for the second episode. Do you guys remember the Halo? There was a Halo movie. A movie about, like, Marines going into training or something like that. Remember? And at the end.
Yeah, was that Halo Reach? What was that called?
I forget. It was like I don't know if it was, like, straight to streaming or straight to Netflix or. But there was a little live action movie that I saw. I'm going to have to look it up now. Hold on.
Yeah.
And, I was wondering, well, is this kind of like attached to that or not really? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Live action.
I think it's different. It may be the same, but I just think it's very interesting that Steven Spielberg producing this one.
Yeah. Was it Forward Unto Dawn? That's the one.
Yes.
Forward Unto Dawn. Yeah.
It was a prequel to the game.
Yeah, I think it's attached to a Halo 4 somehow. Oh, I think it's the prequel to 4 because it talks about USNSC candidate Thomas Lansky must conquer his enemy fears and join forces with Super Soldier John 117 to take down a massive faction of the Covenant. Unless I'm looking at the wrong thing, but I think that's the movie. I'm pretty sure.
I enjoyed that one. There was a Halo film also that was canceled that was supposed to be Peter Jackson. Right. And they ended up not doing it.
Yeah, no. I enjoyed the Forward Unto Dawn was dope. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, is there a Halo following? Like, do people, were people clamoring for a Halo show? Or was it just like so many fans of the game that they just like, let's just make a movie?
Yeah, I think the fans of the game, I think, took drove it home.
Yeah, I think this they took too long to kind of do this thing. Because, yeah. I mean, the Halo vibe, I mean, it's not gone. There is a space for it. It's just clouded in a world of, like, Call of Duty and Warzone. And they really just missed that opportunity to, like, you know, cash out.
Capitalize.
On this cash cow that was Halo.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's probably why I haven't rushed to see the series, because it's like I don't feel like there's been really too much hype for Halo like that. I mean, outside of you, unless you're a huge fan of playing Xbox.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'm there for more of the sci-fi stuff.
Maybe because I'm a PlayStation guy, I just don't care as much.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm wondering if, like, people who are, like, PlayStation people are like, whatever. I don't want to see that bullshit.
Yeah. I'm a PlayStation guy. I was like, oh,
Halo. I'll go see Uncharted.
I think Halo's the only thing I like on Xbox.
Right, I'm going to go see Uncharted, which clearly PlayStation people did not go see.
No. I did not see Uncharted yet either.
No, don't watch it.
Oh, it's a good movie.
Divided Congress.
Go watch The Lost City. It's better.
The Lost City.
The Lost
City
was actually it was a very funny
good movie. Like, it's very funny. It's very funny. 21 Jump Street humor.
Yeah. You know, just speaking on The Lost City, which I haven't seen, Channing Tatum, who could be like this dashing action star if he wanted to, consistently makes fun of himself and does. You know what I mean? Like, I have to give him credit. He does not try to be a sex symbol or an action star or any of that. He just consistently makes fun of himself. I can only think of one man.
Him and John Cena. Sorry, I was going to say him and John Cena are very similar to me in the way that they do not care about like making fun of themselves.
Right.
Yeah. They're very beefy. They're very good-looking people.
Beefy.
Beefy.
They are beefy, are they not?
I think we've reached the limit of how far the men on this show are willing to go.
Do I put my resignation in now or later?
No. You're free to say beefy. I think the rest of us are like, all right, that's the most we're going to say.
We'll let you stick with the beefy description.
The most we'll say is he's in shape. That's it. Yeah,
he's definitely athletic.
Yeah.
Talking about things that are cloudy and unsure of themselves, let's talk about this Morbius stuff, man.
The best movie ever made.
Yeah?
No.
Really? Tell us why, Michaela. Tell us why.
It's Gone with the Wind, Endgame.
That's why we'll leave Joy. We'll leave Joy for last because he will. I'm sure he has a nice long rant to get off his chest.
This movie just doesn't know what it wants to be.
Oh, dang, okay.
It doesn't know what it wants to be. And you know what's funny? I'm not even going to put a spoiler alert out there because there was nothing to spoil. Because this movie doesn't have anything that is enough for anyone to stick around to the end. I'm surprised people in my theater sat all the way through this movie because there was nothing for it.
Did you want to get up and leave, Michaela?
No, because Jared Leto with his shirt off. I mean, I had to count how many times he had his shirt off.
There's that beefy stuff again.
No, there's the beefy stuff. No, I stayed to the end because obviously I knew there was an end credit scene. And then after even seeing the end credit scene, you're like, this is what I waited for? I don't know if Joey could agree to that. But, I mean, probably the end credit scene was the most interesting of it. But I should give credit where credit is due. They did have some interesting things about this movie, but they didn't follow through with what I thought they should have.
Yeah.
Morbius is an interesting character that I think from the comics. And I mean, one day we were going to see a movie that had Morbius in it. Did I think that it was going to be its own feature film? No. But you could tell with this film that, and the reason why I'm saying it didn't know what it wanted to be.
Right.
Because it was all over the place. It had different storylines where it just... It didn't. I don't think it meshed together with just where it should have went and what the main storyline was. And if I'm saying spoilers, you're talking about this man
who has this blood disease, and he gets this friend, Milo, mm-hmm. who it's the guy's nickname. You know, the Doctor Who.
Right.
Matt Smith. And you're seeing in the beginning of this movie their characters meet and them like skipping. Like they're skipping around years. So they you start out with
okay, Morbius, I thought you meant like, physically skipping. I was like, what?
No, like a record? Skipping down the hall. So it starts okay. I should say originally starts out with Morbius going to collect the bats. And then it skips to him being a child, meeting his childhood best friend, Milo, in this children's home. That's not them being orphans, but them getting, you know, treatments done for their blood disease. And them going their separate ways. And right off the bat, I'm like, what is going on here? Like, they're starting out getting bats. And now this guy, this kid, just met this other kid. And they become best friends after a couple of days, maybe just, you know, relating to the fact that they both have a blood disease. Mm. And then one of the kids stays behind and the other kid gets sent off to another school, Morbius, because he is intelligent. And it was like, how are these people staying in contact with each other? We don't see them like staying friends, but then all of a sudden it fast forwards all the way to them being adults. And them being the best of friends, with Milo being this multi-billionaire or millionaire funding his research. And you're like, where did we get to this point? How did we get here?
So you like, feel like there was you think no they cut a whole bunch of stuff out? You think they?
I feel like they just cut up the movie. They took out a bunch of stuff that we saw in the trailer that did not show up.
Oh yes, I heard in a lot about
the
that.
Movie.
Yeah, it was the well. Here's what I understand. He got rich from Doctor Who residuals, yeah, and then the residuals from The Crown. See, this guy operates. He operates in different universes, in ours, in the movie universe. So,
yeah.
Sony doesn't have a universe, so they just, you know, they hop into other people. So that's where the money came from. Okay, I don't see what the big. And he's British. When was the last time you met a poor British person? I haven't.
It was just all. And the reason why I'm talking about that friend specifically is because, spoiler alert, Milo ends up being the bad guy.
I think you can get that from the trailers.
You can get that from the trailers. Yeah, that's why I'm saying there is nothing to spoil in this movie. There is nothing to spoil. What do you think happens?
I mean, from the trailer,
Morbius gets his powers. He wants to get
give me the power, Michael Morbius. It seems that's, you know, this is a good thing for us because we have, you know, leprosy or whatever diseases we have.
it's ridiculous how much.
It seems quite clear what's going to
happen in this movie. And honestly, I heard this from another reviewer and I had to repeat it for the podcast.
Yeah.
This movie would be pretty good as a game, but then we'd have to think that this game had to be based on a movie, aka Morbius, and then it'd be shit.
I think I'm gonna have to get the fire extinguisher ready for Joy franchise. This is about to come.
Listen, give Mikhail all the screenings from now on. That review is hilarious. I don't want to go.
I'm thinking I'm skipping Morbius right now.
I'll talk about the end credit scene, but I wanted to hear what Joey had to say about the movie first.
Well, everyone I mean, out the gate, I didn't like I've never liked the ideas of the Sony Spider-Man villain standalone movies. Not a big fan of it. Wasn't a big fan of it when they even with Tom Hardy as Venom. And I mean, I watched it because I've always appreciated Venom as a character, and Tom Hardy's been a phenomenal actor, so I mean, how bad can it get? And it was pretty bad, but Tom Hardy made it bearable, like I've said before. The second Venom sequel, the sequel to Venom was trash. I didn't like that one either. So this one is, this one, it just went bad, worse to just stop. Like, Morbius after it just has to stop. Like, you can throw all these big name Academy Award winning actors on these movies to kind of, you know, pump it up a little bit, but it's like, bro, it's you. none of these stories are bearable to watch when there's no Spider-Man involved. And these are rich characters, yes, in the Spider-Verse. I get that, in his rogues gallery. But, man, this was the perfect example of why this should not be happening. And like Michaela said, it's like the pacing issues were probably one of the biggest problems of it. I thought Jared Leto was okay, but it's still, I mean, the story was terrible. Like, the relationship between him and Lucien, who was his original name, he calls him Milo, so he bullies this kid into a friendship.
Yes.
He bullies this kid, and then they become friends for some reason because he saved his life. You know what I mean? Like,
from a ballpoint pen. Can we just say that a ballpoint pen saved this kid's life?
Yeah, ballpoint. He saved his life with a ballpoint pen because his machine malfunctioned or some shit like that. Wow. So, yeah. Okay.
I was bullied into this podcast. I don't see the issue.
So it was really one of those, like, did we just become best friends? And then next thing you know, like, fast forward, like, 25 years. And then I pacing was terrible. And then just to fast forward, because I mean, everybody was pretty much waiting for the end credits and the Easter eggs that were popping up. First off, there is no Oscorp that we saw in the trailer. There is no. You don't see Spider-Man, or they're not.
So we got catfish.
We pretty much got catfish. So everything you saw in the trailer is not what you saw in the actual movie. And the end credit, it just doesn't make sense to me. And I'm gonna start off by saying, like, you see Michael Keaton at the very end, in the mid credit, and it picks up from No Way Home. So it completely derails the whole what we know about multiverses and what happened in No Way Home, because the whole point of Doctor Strange's spell was for people to forget who Spider-Man was, and then when he at the end, it was to forget who Peter Parker to forget that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, right.
So the spell was bringing in people that already knew he was Spider-Man.
Right.
So why would it dish out people that... people that know? Like, out of that universe, from his universe.
Yeah.
It just didn't add up. It didn't add up, so he just lands in his universe. He lands in his prison cell, which just magically just happens to be empty. The first thing he says when he lands in this universe of Morbius is, "I hope they have better food in here than the last joint." Like, as if traveling through the multiverse is, like, normal to him. This is a guy from what? He's from Queens, New York.
Yeah.
He was cleaning up Avengers trash.
He was selling Avengers trash from the bottom of New York.
Yo, he just poof appeared and was like, "I just hope they have better food here."
And then in the news, they were like, "Oh, this guy is gonna get released immediately." It's like, what?
And then you get the second scene where he pulls up in his vulture gear. Don't know where he got it. Didn't know that Atari Tech still exists in this Morbius universe. Which, by the way, they say that Andrew Garfield's supposedly in this one. So Morbius exists in Venom's universe.
Okay.
Anyway, he pulls up and he's got his vulture gear, looking exactly damn near like the movie, probably little tweaks, but pulls up and has Morbius meet him and says, "Hey, we should team up. I heard Spider-Man's behind this." But then, like, you know, like, Venom went back to his universe after the spell was completed at the end of No Way Home. Right. So why wouldn't Vulture go back? So why is he sitting here planning an attack on Spider-Man when he probably ain't even going to be there for that long? So it's just so many plot holes. Terrible movie. I wanted to fall asleep multiple times.
You want to fall asleep? That's crazy.
He just buying CBD gummies during it.
Yeah, I was really trying so hard to stay awake, and it was an hour and a half like movie. The standalone movies need to stop. It doesn't make sense without Spider-Man. Sony, it, like, just at this point, you just really should just hand over the rights to, or create a new deal to incorporate, you know, these characters that you want to do movies with and involve them in the MCU. Because this standalone Sony Spider shit is no, no bueno. Like, there's nothing supposedly good to take away. And it's, you know, the crazy thing is this is the worst rated Marvel movie since the Fantastic Four with Michael B. Jordan in it. Whoa. This was that was a 5 or some shit like that. This one was 17, and then the one after this was Venom.
Wow.
Venom was a 40% on Rotten Tomatoes.
The first Venom?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, first Venom was definitely better than the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
How does the first Venom rank lower than Venom 2?
I had to look up what Venom. I got to look up Venom 2.
I thought Venom 2 was really bad.
Yeah, Venom 2 was terrible.
It was very bad. It had the same pacing issues as this Morbius movie did. Like, where the fuck did Shriek come from? How did, like, my thing with the Venom Let There Be Carnage was, like, Shriek, like, okay, so now we just have, you know, mutants or people with, you know, powers in this universe. Like, there was no build up to it. Like, we didn't know that. Like, it was just weird. And like I said, everything just kind of rushed with these things. But I feel like because, all right, how do we make these characters interesting without Spider-Man in it? And it's like they really try to cram as much as they can. And these movies are short for a reason because, you know, there's not much story to really tell. What are you going to do? Yeah. Like, what are you going to do? Like, Morbius has to fight Spider-Man. Like, you can't just, they got to create this other guy. You know, Milo's character is allegedly supposed to be the Hunger character. But, I mean, that lasted all but 10 minutes.
Wow.
So, terrible, well, terrible movie.
Man. I'm definitely not going to movie theater to see it.
No, what definitely about you, don't. Tarek?
I'm probably, if I find the time, I'm probably still going to go to the theater to see it.
Okay.
All right. I just got to know.
It's probably worth the check. I mean, it's, you know what the funny thing is like, it's not even like one of those movies that it's so bad that it's good. It's just all the way bad. Wow. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I would say, hopefully, like, Venom 2 is like, good in- Venom is like, it's so bad that it's good. It's like, that's the vibe of the Venom movie.
Well, you know they made their money, they made their money back. So, I guess the movie was $75 million to make. They made $85 globally this weekend.
Yeah.
So
they made a little bit of profit.
Yeah, I think, listen, I'm not expecting anything from Morbius. I don't understand how this came across somebody's desk and they made it. I don't know why they made a Morbius movie. I gotta see it just to see. This is one of those car accidents that I gotta look at. You know what I mean? I gotta look and see exactly what happened. I have no clue why they even. I'm with Joey. Like, why are you making individual Spider-Man villain films? Like, what is going on? I don't understand what's. I gotta see.
And nobody. I've never heard anybody say that. Yo, how about let's do Morbius? Let's do a Morbius movie. Like, I've never heard anybody talk about how Morbius was their favorite character. You made it interesting by just casting Jared Leto because he's just that weird enough to do the role.
Yeah, you do a Kingpin movie or a, I could see a Kingpin film or a, that's pretty much it for the villains. I don't know why you're making it, so, but I am going to try and see it, but I'm not going to make extra effort to carve out time to go see it.
Wait till it's like $5 day at AMC or something.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be a 10:30 a.m. film.
Damn, no, that's too early.
And I mean, we didn't mention this before because it didn't really matter because their love story was irrelevant compared to the rest of the movie or where the story was going. But Martine was the love interest in this. And lo and behold, surprise, surprise, she becomes a vampire too. So it's like,
she's supposed to be the villain for the next.
The whole thing is predictable.
The whole movie is very predictable.
A Black Cat movie. There you go. They could have done a Black Cat film. And I would have been in a little more than Morbius.
This is, it's a disgrace.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder if Jared Leto is getting these things greenlit.
Craven the Hunter thing. they're doing this Kraven the Hunter thing. What's the prognosis on that, guys?
I'm curious about Kraven the Hunter because at least he has his own story that's kind of interesting. Morbius' story is not interesting to me.
Funny thing enough, that new movie that Brad Pitt is in
with The Lost City?
That looks good.
That trailer played, I forgot the name of the movie already, but the trailer played in front of
Bullet. Morbius. Is it like Bullet Train or Speed Train or something like that? Something with a train.
Yes. And funny enough, that movie is the reason that they cast him as Kraven the Hunter. That they casted Aaron Taylor Johnson as Kraven the Hunter. Huh. I thought that was interesting.
I'll tell you that, that is probably the best part of the Morbius movie is that commercial. And
and the thing is, the Spider-Verse.
Honestly, that that is the most intriguing, like action film that's gonna come out this year. That's not a Marvel or DC say anything, like it's its own thing. But man, that trailer is like really intense. It's dope.
I gotta see.
It looks very good.
Tomorrow I'm gonna see Ambulance.
I want to see that movie. I actually want to check that out.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm going
to
see Ambulance.
Showed me that trailer to begin with, I would have said heck no. But now I'm seeing like the reviews come out for it, like, okay, wait, that might actually be a good thing.
Yeah.
You talking about Ambulance? Listen, let me ask you this question: do we need Jake Gyllenhaal and Jared Leto? Aren't they the same people? Why do we have both of them?
No, how dare you?
Are they not variants?
They probably are.
They're just variants of each other. We don't need this? Both. Jake Gyllenhaal.
And who?
And Jared Leto. Do we need both of them? One of them can go.
Leto, who are you, Speedy? One can go back to playing music.
Yeah. I would probably stick with Jake Gyllenhaal myself.
Jake Gyllenhaal is the man.
Look, we keep Jake Gyllenhaal and Maggie Gyllenhaal.
He was probably first like crush.
And we get rid of Katie Holmes and Jared Leto. We just
what's wrong with Katie Holmes, bro?
Come send on. Them to another universe. There's nothing wrong with Katie Holmes. Just do we need her now? Do we need Katie Holmes to be? I don't know.
What was she, gotta what be was she earth... in recently that got you fired up?
Nothing. Exactly. There's got to be an Earth 3. Where Katie Holmes exists and she's happy with her life. It just turned her to Earth 3. The Owlman universe.
Where she's still a Scientologist and everything?
Yeah, we just don't... I don't know if that's Katie Holmes. I think that's Leah...
Katie Holmes, you're right. She's married to Tom Cruise.
She was abused into a Scientology religion. Tom Cruise punked her into Scientology the way you punked me into this podcast.
True, bro.
Man, do you hate this podcast or something?
No, I'm happy to be here now. Now I have control and power. But before...
Is that a brainwashing thing?
Before, yeah, I'm suckered in. I'm trying to reach the higher levels. I'm trying to meet Tuatha.
You're an important person to this podcast, Eric Lewis.
That's how he gets you. That's how Speedy gets you. I'm sure he tells that to all of you.
All you guys.
He does. He says, I'm the best one. Did he tell you guys you were the best one?
I'm aware.
I am not.
Fantastic Beasts. How about this? You can't break the Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. We're not getting nobody.
Don't get him in trouble because then we won't get any more premieres.
And we want to see the Batman 2 when it comes out in 8 years.
Right. With Jared Leto as Ra's al Ghul in that Batman, I'm sure.
Oh, I was going to say Jared Leto as the Robin.
Oh, that's Robin.
As Robin?
He's going to be the 60-year-old Robin. They're going to be like, how is this Robin older than Batman?
That's funny. So we're going to bring that, that review Tuesday, The Fantastic Beasts.
Yes.
Derek Lewis will bring it. We'll bring it to the audio podcast. So make sure you follow the audio podcast so you can get that. We'll bring that Ambulance review. The Sonic the Hedgehog 2 review is already up on the audio podcast. You guys want to check it out. I think that's it. Unless I'm forgetting anything, ladies and gentlemen.
The next episode of Moon Knight.
Oh, Wednesday's Moon Knight?
We'll see it.
Wednesday's Moon Knight.
Yeah, and let me also say, Attack on Titan season 4 is has ended again, and now there's a part three of season four that will not air until 2023.
Oh my gosh.
What?
With an ending.
What in the Dragon Ball Z is going on here?
That's exactly what's happening.
This is the worst.
They're riding it out.
Oh my god, they're pulling a Walking Dead, Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, situation. And something that's not MCU or geek related, HBO Max has a show called Winning Time. See, I'm a big Laker fan. It's about the Laker dynasty. Mm-hmm. It's a more, they dramatize a lot of stuff though, but it's pretty much based on, you know, true shit. So definitely a good watch. Winning Time. Great.
I concur with that. It's very amazing. They cast it so well. Friend of mine is in it. Jamel Atkins is playing Jamal Wilkes. Shout out to Jamel Atkins. I'm not sure if he's watching. Yeah. They cast it so well in every role. And they even got Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's bald spot.
Yeah.
I mean, they nailed that bald spot.
Jeez.
They nailed that bald spot, and it stuck out to me. I was like, yo, they got Kareem's bald spot. Great show. I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, it's funny. I got a homie on there too, Mike Bornazia. So he's on there too. I forgot who he plays. He plays one of the white guys.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like only like four.
I forgot which
white guy that's not Larry Bird.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, the only white guy I knew on the Lakers back in that time was like Kurt Rambis.
Yeah.
All right, guys, so let's wrap it up for today. Michaela, how can I follow you? Everyone know on the audio.
Mika
podcast.
Fig on Instagram, and then Adult Adventure Time on YouTube.
Mr. Tarek Lewis, sir.
My name is Tarek on Instagram and also on YouTube.
Joey, I know you got it up there on the screen for them, but let everyone listen to the audio version of this. Let them know how they can follow you.
Tap in with me, Graham, Twitter, Twitch at Joey Franchise, and Wild 94.1, 7 to midnight Monday through Friday. You can download the Wild 94.1 app for free on your app store to listen to me every night. Tap in.
What a Z. Don't forget the Z. Okay. You can follow me at DJ Speedy JR, all socials. Follow us, the podcast, Geek Culture Congress, three words on Facebook. Put them together for Instagram. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll bring you Tarek Lewis's review of Fantastic Beasts. What's the name of the damn movie?
Fantastic Beasts and the Secrets of Dumbledore.
The Secrets of Dumbledore. The exclusive review from Tarek
Lewis. It sounds like an Oprah Winfrey episode.
The review, dun dun dun, will come from Tarek Lewis tomorrow. So stay tuned for that, ladies and gentlemen. And we will see you on the flip side next Monday.
Flippity flip.
Yep, we'll be talking more about Moon Knight and whatever else is popping. All right, see you guys. Have a good one.
Peace.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.